Title: Delay Throws on Vocal Chops. Stock: Ableton Only Intermediate. All right, let's build one of the most satisfying bits of drum and bass ear candy. Delay Throws on Vocal Chops. You know those quick bursts of repeats right at the end of a phrase, where the vocal kind of flicks into space for a moment. Then the groove stays clean and tight? That's the whole point here. And we're doing it with zero third-party plugins. Just stock Ableton, using return tracks and automation in a way that's fast for arrangement work and super mix-friendly for DNB. By the end, you'll have a vocal chop track that stays dry and upfront most of the time, plus a dedicated throw delay return that you can punch in only on the exact syllables you want. And then we'll make sure those throws don't bully your kick, snare, or sub. Let's start with the vocal chops themselves, because the throw only feels good if the timing and the transient are right. Drop a vocal phrase into arrangement view. If you want playable chops, right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For slicing, transience is usually a great starting point. Warp markers can be better if the source is kind of messy rhythmically. Now warp mode. If it's a tonal, sung vocal, complex or complex pro tends to keep the pitch more stable, but it can be heavier on CPU. If they're short, tight chops, tones can be surprisingly clean and snappy. Remember, in DNB at around 172 to 176 BPM, you're usually dealing with dense rhythmic grids, so don't be shy about quantizing the MIDI to 16th notes or even 32nd notes if you're doing tight edit style chops. Here's a big teacher note: pick the throw trigger deliberately. Don't throw the whole messy tail of the chop. You want the dry vocal hit to be tight, then the delay tail feels like a deliberate effect, not like a smeared vocal performance. If your chops are in simpler, shorten the amp envelope release so the chop stops cleanly. If you're working with audio clips, trim the end and add a tiny fade so you don't get clicks, and so the transient is clearly defined. Now gain staging. Aim for peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dB on the vocal chop track. It's not about being quiet, it's about leaving headroom, because delay feedback and saturation can stack level really fast. Next, the core system. We're going to build a dedicated return track for the throw. Create a return track and name it something obvious like a throw delay. The reason we're using a return is control. Your vocal stays clean, and the delay only shows up when you send into it. That's how you avoid the always-on delay problem that turns a DNB mix into fog. On return A, put your devices in this general order. First, echo. This is the main delay. Second, EQ8, because you must clean the throw. Third, optionally saturator, for density. Fourth, a compressor for sidechain ducking, optional but extremely DNB. Fifth, utility to trim and manage width. And one more safety device I highly recommend, a limiter at the very end of the return. Gentle sealing, like minus 1 dB, not for loudness, just to prevent surprise spikes when you later automate feedback or due time tricks. Now set up echo. Put echo in sync mode. For classic rolling DNB throws, try an eighth note or eighth dotted. Dotted is instantly more rolling and can feel like it's dancing around the drums. Set feedback around 25 to 45% to start. Enough to trail, not enough to smear the drop. Now filter inside echo. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz. In DNB, protecting the low end is non-negotiable. Then low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. Darker throws tend to sit behind the vocal and behind the cymbals, which sounds more pro and less splashy. If you want, add just a tiny bit of echo's built-in reverb, like 0 to 10%. A little goes a long way. And because it's a return, set echo dry slash wet to 100%. Your dry vocal is already coming from the original track. The return should be only the effect. Now EQ8 after echo. This is where you make it mix ready. Do a solid high pass, often 24 dB per octave, somewhere between 200 and 500 Hz depending on how thick your vocal is and what the bass is doing. If the repeats get pokey or harsh, consider a small dip around 2 to 5 kHz. And if you want that shadowy, underground vibe, add a gentle low pass somewhere around 8 to 12 kHz. Optional saturator next. Drive around 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on. This is a really good trick. Instead of turning the delay return up, you give it a little grit so it reads on small speakers and cuts through the drums without being louder. Then utility at the end of the tone chain. If the throw feels too wide or facey, pull width down to maybe 70 to 100%. Clubs and mono playback can punish super wide delays. Also use utility gain to trim the return. Often I'll end up lowering the return by 2 to 6 dB, so throws feel like ear candy, not like a second lead vocal. Cool. Now the fun part, the throw itself. Use Ascend automation. Go to your vocal chop track and find Send A. Now hit A on the keyboard to show automation lanes in arrangement view. In the automation chooser, pick Sends Only, then Send A. Here's the rule. Keep Send at minus infinity, basically off, most of the time. Then you draw quick spikes only on the hits you want to throw. And another coach note. Automate it like a finger flick, not like a stiff rectangle. Instead of instantly jumping from off to loud, do a tiny ramp up, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, then drop back down quickly. This reduces clicks and feels more performed, especially when you're throwing crisp consonants. So for a practical move on the last chop of a phrase, spike the send up to around minus 12 to minus 6 dB. Keep the spike short, often a 16th note to an 8th note long, then bring it right back to minus infinity. That's your throw. If you're wondering where to place throws in DNB, here are a few classic spots. At the end of every two bars, throw the last syllable into an 8th dotted delay. Instant movement. Right before a snare hit on beat 2, throw a tiny pickup chop. It creates tension right into the snare. And in the last bar before a drop, do one bigger throw that trails, then hard cut the send right on the downbeat so the drop hits clean. Now, a workflow choice that matters. Pre-fader versus post-fader sends. If you want throws to still happen even when you automate the vocal volume down, set the send to pre. You can right-click the send on that track and choose pre. If you want the throw to follow your vocal level moves naturally, keep it post. Most of the time, I stay post-fader for natural mixing, but pre-fader can be a cool special effect workflow. Next level, automate the character of the delay, not just whether it happens. On return A, you can automate echo feedback. Keep it stable, say 30% for most of the track. Then for a moment throw, push it to 45 to 60% for a bar, and drop it back immediately after. That gives you a bigger spin-out tail without turning your entire arrangement into a wash. You can also automate echoes filters. In denser drum sections, low-pass lower, like from 10 kHz down to 6 kHz, so the repeats don't fight hats and snares. When the bass is huge, push the high-pass up a bit, like 250 up to 450 hertz, so the throw doesn't cloud the low-mids. And if you want a really clean arrangement workflow, make two returns. Return A is your short throw, maybe a 16th or 8th note, feedback 20 to 35%. Return B is your long throw, 8th dotted or quarter note, feedback 35 to 55%, darker low pass. Then you automate send A for little flicks and send B for end of 8 bars moments. This is basically call and response, but using space instead of new notes. Now let's make these throws behave in an actual rolling DNB mix. Because drum and bass is drum forward, the throw should move, but it cannot block the snare. Add a compressor on the return after EQ8. Turn on sidechain. Choose your drum bus as the sidechain input, or at least a group with your kick and snare. Starting settings. Ratio anywhere from 3:1 to 6:1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release 60 to 150 milliseconds, and you'll tune that by groove. Lower the threshold until you see the delay tuck, when the snare hits. This is one of those instant professional moves. The throw breathes around the drums, and suddenly it sounds like it belongs inside the groove instead of sitting on top of it. Extra variations if you want to push it further, still stock only. You can add a gate after echo on the return, and sidechain that gate from drums or hats. That makes the delay appear only in gaps, almost like the drums are carving space for it. Fast attack, medium hold, and a release time to a 16th to 8th note feel is a good place to start. If low mids are still building up, try multiband dynamics on the return and control the low band more aggressively than the highs. Tight lows, lively highs, or do a two-stage throw. Put simple delay before echo. Set simple delay super short for a slap, then echo longer for the tail. It makes staccato chops feel defined, then spacious. For texture, you can lightly use redux on the return. Subtle downsampling can make it feel more sampled and jungle-leaning without becoming a gimmick. And for tapish pitchy movement, use echo's modulation. Keep it moderate, then automate modulation amount higher only on selected throws. That way the special throws really stand out. One more sound design trick, the telephone throw. On EQ8, make a band pass by pushing the high pass up into the mids and pulling the low pass down into the mids. Now the throw contrasts hard against the full vocal, and it reads clearly without needing more volume. Quick caution, don't design the return in solo for too long. Soloing delay makes you over-EQ and oversaturate, because it sounds thin by itself. Adjust it with drums and bass playing, then solo briefly just to catch nasty resonances. Also, be careful automating echo time. Big jumps can pop. If you want time switch-ups, Use smaller changes or mask it by briefly dipping Echo Dry slash wet down a few percent during the change. Even on a return, that tiny dip can hide artifacts. Now let's lock this in with a mini practice exercise. Make a 4-bar vocal chop loop over a standard DNB beat. Tick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. On return A, set echo to 8th dotted, feedback 35%, high pass 300 Hz, low pass 8 kHz. Create 3 throw moments. First 1, bar 2, beat 4, a short synth spike about a 16th note long. Second, bar 4, beat 4, a bigger spike about an 8th note long. Third, the last 8th note of bar 4, spike the send and also automate feedback from 35 up to around 55% for 1 bar, then snap it back. Then add sidechain ducking from the drums onto the return. Export a quick reference and listen with the whole mix. The vocal should feel clean and readable, and the throw should feel like a controlled tail flick that enhances the groove. If you're unsure, do a second bounce with the throw's 3 dB quieter and compare. A lot of the time, the quieter one is the more professional one. Let's wrap it up. Delay throws in Ableton Live are all about returns and send automation. Keep the return 100% wet, shape it with EQ, and treat the low end like it's sacred. Automate the send in quick, intentional flicks, and then optionally automate feedback and filters to create bigger moments without washing the track. And in drum and bass, the secret weapon is ducking. Sidechain the return so the throws breathe around the snare and hats instead of masking them. If you tell me your exact BPM and whether your chops are tonal, like sung, or more percussive, like spoken, I can suggest a few throw profiles with specific note values and where to place them in a typical 8 or 16 bar DNB phrase.